Izzy, first of all, talk me through that test, just completed dressage in the British Open. Tell me about how that went.
Yeah, Cabis Brylands Matilda in the Open, and she did probably pretty much the best she can do. She doesn't love the dressage, but she tried very hard, remained calm, no massive errors.
Couldn't really ask for much more then. I mean, it's a very hot day today, and she has got to deal with crowds as well.
Yeah, it's hot. It's a nice breeze, thankfully. But like you say, there's a fair few people about, which, to be fair, she's an older lady, so she should be used to these things, but it can affect them and they can get a bit excited or a bit tense and then slightly take advantage of the situation.
Talk to me about the start of today's competition. I mean, the British Open Championships is a fabulous competition in its own right, but you've got the added bonus this year, the Event Riders Masters as well.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day, really, today and tomorrow. Obviously, Gatcombe's got a great history behind it with the British Open and a prestige to be the British Open champion. And then that combined with the Event Rider Masters series, which offers a fantastic prize money, really draws us and makes us want to win that little bit more.
There's a real buzz as well, I know, amongst event riders, but there's also the added bonus this year with the Event Rider Masters of bringing in new crowds and getting more and more people involved in eventing.
Yeah, I think that's what's very important for the Event Rider Masters is, you know, us event riders, we're going to go because we like the money. It's exciting from that point of view, but I think the big thing that we're trying to do is attract a wider audience and get people who wouldn't normally follow eventing to come and follow it and see actually how exciting it is and what we put into it.